I want to read now from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and commencing at verse 25 and through to verse 34. John chapter 3, verse 25. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ,' but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure." Now this is the word of God, and may the blessing of God rest upon both my reading of it and my preaching upon it. I want now to lead you in prayer before the act of preaching. And I want to lead you seriously in this matter. Let us pray. Almighty and glorious Lord, I hold that the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ is factual, beyond belittling, and dynamic beyond our controlling techniques. I hold that the knowledge of your glory in Christ's face is absolute and definitive revelation. This glory is perceived nowhere else. All supposed perceptions of your glory, which accord no primacy to Jesus Christ, I hold to be sooner or later revealed as but a phantasmagoria of grotesques or fearsome parodies. So to require the knowledge of your glory in this lovely face is no point of view in the noisy clamour of many opinions, is no angled predilection of certain personalities, is no cultural disposition of certain racial types, There's no compensatory gratification for certain social classes or any such. With all my heart before your presence, I will in prayer assert that the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ is keyed into the basic humanity of our nature. Therefore, with a trembling reverence and with an awe in my soul which the years of old age, far from dissipating, have quite intensified until I know not how to describe it, I take into my mind, my heart, my hand, my voice, that one instrument of your revelation, by which our follies are ransacked, our darkness is flooded with light, our hideous self-absorption is challenged by your saving love, and we begin to descry the unspeakable glory of God. For while the unimaginable intergalactic estates of your power must seem to us to be daunting chasms of unfathomed space, they are but footnotes and marginal references in the comparison to be drawn with your holy word. Give to us to understand it clearly, to apply it accurately, to surrender to it in the power of your Spirit, until our lives are shaped by your purpose. Amen.